Demetria Salinas has three kids. Money is tight, and she's worried about getting through the winter.
I'm kind of nervous. Nervous because, I mean, what if we don't have enough to pay the bills? Then what do we do?
She says she tries to save on heat by putting extra sweaters on her kids and turning the furnace off.
Put the gas on for a little bit and then turn it off. And when it gets a little bit colder, put it back on. But it does definitely mean layering up, even in the house.
She says that's hard on her kids. Many parents are in these impossible situations. The National Energy Assistance Directors Association has found low-income people often have to choose between paying their heating bills and feeding their children. 31% said they kept their home so cold it felt unsafe. 20% of low-income people said they had their electricity or gas shut off for some amount of time. Phil Thompson works for Capital Area Community Services in Lansing, Michigan. His agency helps people pay their bills and talks with utility companies to buy people more time. He says usually utilities won't shut heat off in the coldest days of winter.
Most utility companies are sympathetic to the situation of not having heat in the wintertime. There's always those horror stories of a senior or a handicapped individual that froze because their utility was turned off. So they're going to do everything they can to keep that from happening.
But Thompson says he sees a lot of people get their heat shut off in the spring, and it can still get cold then. Now, in some states, if the heat is shut off, even for just a little while, you can be evicted.
In some cases where there's small children, it's very possible that the Child Protective Services would get involved and possibly remove the kids from the household when there's no utilities.
That's right. The state can take kids away if the utilities are shut off. We talked with foster care workers in several states, and they all said that this is rare. They said they do everything they can to keep families together, and they can sometimes help pay heating bills. But they also said a home with no heat is often a sign that something else is wrong. Andrea Yocum is an investigator with Child Protective Services north of Detroit.
Typically, there's other reasons why they're removed. For example, if the family is just not willing to pay their bills because they're using their money for other things like drugs or alcohol.
But Yocum says sometimes it's just not the family's fault.
I have had families that were evicted as a result of their landlord not paying their bills and utilities turned off the same because the landlord's not taking care of what's happening within the home.
If families are evicted, it can be temporary, maybe just a couple days until the heat's back on. But for families living in poverty, having the heat turned off again can happen as soon as the next bill is late. There is some good news this year. There's federal money that states use to help people pay their heating bills. Because fuel prices were expected to go up, Congress doubled that pot of money this year. Most states are reporting that they're in a better position to help people now. But winter is just beginning, and they're already getting a lot more people asking for help with their heating bills than in the past. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.